Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, October 1st, 2025, and we have a great mix of business and corporate headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Auto One Group appoints Christian Wallentin as Chief Financial Officer. Auto One Group announces the appointment of Christian Wallentin as the new Chief Financial Officer effective January 1, 2026. Wallentin, with over 20 years of experience in banking and finance, will succeed Marcus Boser, who steps down after a decade in the role. Wallentin joins the management board after a transition period starting October 1, 2025. Hakan Koch, chairman of the supervisory board, welcomes Wallentin's expertise and leadership. CEO Christian Berterman looks forward to Wallentin's contributions, especially in financing. Wallentin expresses excitement for the opportunity to unlock growth in Europe's used car market. Boser, reflecting on his time at Auto One Group, thanks colleagues and partners for their collaboration. Prior to his new role, Wallentin held senior positions at Nordea and Hoist Finance. Auto One Group, founded in 2012, is Europe's leading digital automotive platform for buying, selling, and financing used cars, operating in over 30 countries. Investor news breaks. SafePro Group Inc., NASDAQ's PAI, advancing AI threat detection with near-instant accuracy. SafePro Group Inc., a provider of AI-powered security solutions, is advancing AI threat detection with near-instant accuracy. Their technology can detect threats in a fraction of a second per image, providing rapid situational awareness. SafePro is working to integrate its technology into the TAC ecosystem for quick transmission of detections to soldier-carried or vehicle-mounted devices. This aligns with increased U.S. defense budget allocations for drone and AI capabilities. SafePro's technology extends beyond defense to reconstruction and infrastructure development, with adaptability to various operational settings. For more information, visit SafePro Group's newsroom at the provided link. Investor news breaks. Blue Sky AI Inc., BSI, accelerating AI adoption with scalable GPU-as-a-service NeoCloud. Blue Sky AI, traded on the OTC under the ticker symbol BSA, is making waves in the AI infrastructure space with its innovative NeoCloud solution. By utilizing modular SkyMod data centers, Blue Sky is able to deploy AI infrastructure in 12 to 18 months, significantly faster than the industry standard of 3 to 5 years. This scalable GPU-as-a-service model, designed for AI and machine learning workloads, provides a cost-effective alternative to traditional cloud and data center options, opening up access for startups, academic institutions, and mid-sized enterprises. With strategic hires and partnerships in place, Blue Sky is well-positioned to meet the growing demand for AI infrastructure and support organizations of all sizes in their AI adoption journey.
Three ASX stocks to break out in October. Buy now. In October 2025, Wealth Within highlights three ASX stocks with breakout potential. Bravura Solutions, BVS, sees a new CEO, Colin Greenhill, leading to market optimism. Alumina Alcoa Corp, AAI, shows strong volume and potential for rapid expansion. Rio Tinto signals its first major breakout in over 5 years. Wealth Within offers education on trading these opportunities safely and profitably. Beginners can start with a short course in share trading, while experienced traders can explore advanced strategies. Take advantage of breakout opportunities with Wealth Within's structured approach to trading.
Tech Media Breaks. Vision Marine Technologies, Inc., NEMAR, sets standard in high-performance e-boat space. Vision Marine Technologies, Inc., listed on NASDAQ as VMAR, recently set a new world record for the fastest electric boat, reaching an impressive speed of 116 miles per hour. This achievement highlights VMAR's leadership in marine electrification and commitment to innovation in the electric marine industry. CEO Alexandra Manjan stated that Vimar is becoming the reference for electric boating in America. The company's eMotion TM outboard powertrain system offers higher speeds, longer ranges, and smoother rides than traditional internal combustion engine boats, reshaping the recreational boating experience for a more sustainable future. To learn more about Vision Marine Technologies, visit their website at www.visionmarinetechnologies.com.
Visory Health delivers $790 million in savings on critical cardiovascular medications. Visory Health, a patient-first health tech prescription platform, has saved Americans nearly $790 million on cardiovascular medications, benefiting over 1.5 million unique patients nationwide. This financial relief addresses a major obstacle to treatment, helping individuals afford life-saving prescriptions for conditions like high cholesterol. Research shows that increasing access to cholesterol-lowering therapy could prevent thousands of deaths from heart attacks and strokes. By reducing the cost of essential medications for heart health, patients can better adhere to treatment plans, lowering their risk of cardiovascular events. Visory Health's free prescription discount card offers savings on commonly prescribed statins at over 37,000 pharmacies nationwide, including Kroger, Walgreens, and more. Patients can receive up to 80% off their medication costs by downloading the Visory Health app or accessing the digital prescription card on their website.
Investor news breaks. IBN portfolio strengthened by Ignition X for precision portfolio exposure. IBN Investor Brand Network, dynamic brand portfolio, consisting of over 65 investor-focused brands, now benefits from Ignition X for precision portfolio exposure. This strategic partnership expands portfolio visibility by placing client content programmatically within high-value investor segments on platforms like Google, Meta, TikTok, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Clients can leverage the brand network for organic recognition while using Ignition X for targeted paid placements, resulting in deeper engagement within investor communities. IBN has a collective audience of millions across social media and offers tailored corporate communication solutions. Ignition X is a data-driven marketing solution that integrates programmatic advertising with advanced analytics to reach the right investor audiences at the right time and on the right platforms. InvestorWire, a specialized communications platform within IBN, offers wire-grade press release syndication for private and public companies, providing broad reach and tailored corporate communication solutions.
Tech Media Breaks. Safe and Green Holdings Corp., BX, enters open collaborative framework with OneCode. Safe and Green Holdings Corp., SGBX, has partnered with OneCode to combine networking and digital infrastructure capabilities with Safe and Green's expertise. The collaboration will focus on infrastructure, automation, and production optimization, with potential for future joint projects and energy sector solutions. Safe and Green Holdings Corp. is a leading provider of modular construction and sustainable infrastructure solutions for various industries. For more information, visit Safe and Green Holdings Corp.'s website. Tech Media Wire is a communications platform focused on technology companies, offering access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions. For more information, visit Tech Media Wire's website.
Tech Media Breaks. Electronic Arts Inc., EA, $55 billion buyout marks largest gaming deal in history, Channel Check reports. Electronic Arts Inc., known for Madden NFL, Battlefield, and The Sims, is set to be acquired for $55 billion in the largest leveraged buyout ever attempted. Silver Lake Partners, Saudi Arabia's public investment fund, and Jared Kushner's Affinity Partners will pay $210 per share to take EA private, ending its 36-year history as a publicly traded company. This move comes amid stagnant revenues and increased competition, following Microsoft's $69 billion acquisition of Activision Blizzard. The buyout signals a trend of consolidation in the gaming industry, allowing EA to restructure without public market pressures. For more information on this historic deal, visit EA's website.
Critical Infrastructure Technologies Limited establishes wholly owned Latvian subsidiary, CS SciTech Europe,
Critical Infrastructure Technologies Ltd. has established a wholly owned Latvian subsidiary, SAIA SciTech Europe, as part of its global growth strategy. The company plans to make Latvia its European headquarters in 2026, with a manufacturing facility and dedicated sales force to serve markets across Europe. Discussions are underway to locate the facility in the special economic zone in Liepāja, offering a corporate tax rate of 4%. SciTech has engaged with key stakeholders in Latvia, confirming the country's attractiveness for their European headquarters. This move strengthens SciTech's international footprint and demonstrates a long-term commitment to Europe. Rapid Fire Safety and Security welcomes Ken Obermeyer as new Chief Financial Officer. Rapid Fire Safety and Security has appointed Ken Obermeyer as its new Chief Financial Officer, bringing over 32 years of CFO experience in the security and life safety industry. Ken's appointment aligns with Rapid Fire's growth strategy, supporting branch operations. Previously, Ken served as CFO of Interface Security Systems for 27 years, providing strategic financial leadership. CEO Mike McLeod expressed excitement about Ken joining the team, highlighting their successful past collaboration. Adam Lucas of Concentric Equity Partners praised Ken's expertise in fire and life safety businesses. Rapid Fire offers commercial sectors fire, life safety, and electronic security services, driving development in the Midwest, Southwest, and Western United States through a buy and build strategy. Concentric Equity Partners, a private investment firm, partners with middle market companies to accelerate long-term value creation.
Global Tech Corp, GLTK, weaves a portfolio of AI-powered solutions that are revolutionizing industries like sports, e-commerce, education, and others. Global Tech Corp, a technology holding company specializing in AI, big data, and digital infrastructure, is revolutionizing industries like sports, e-commerce, education, and more. Recently closing a $1.4 million convertible note private placement, the company plans to use the proceeds for strategic priorities. With a strong portfolio of AI-powered products and acquisitions in various sectors, including digital lending, compliance, retail, sports, recruitment, and e-learning training, Global Tech, OTCGLTK, continues to evaluate technology-centric acquisitions and expand through strategic regional alliances. Oncotelic Therapeutics Inc., OTLC, Venture Sapu Nano receives approval to begin human clinical trials of SAPU-03, an injectable form of Afinitor-R, everolimus for breast cancer treatment. Sapu Nano, part of a group of companies formed through GMP Biotechnology Limited, which is a joint venture between Oncotelic Therapeutics, OTCBTLC, and Dragon Overseas Capital Limited, recently received approval from the HRSC in Australia to begin enrolling people in clinical trials of SAPU-03 for the treatment of breast cancer. SAPU-03 is an injectable form of Afinitor, everolimus, which is an FDA-approved drug for treating different types of advanced cancer, including breast cancer, kidney cancer, and affiliated. Oncotelic Therapeutics, Inc., is a biopharmaceutical company focused on developing therapeutics for cancer and other underserved diseases. With a portfolio of clinical stage candidates aimed at transforming outcomes for patients suffering from rare and/or difficult-to-treat conditions.
Investor news breaks: Big Tree Cloud Holdings Limited, NAG DSY, NADIFS DS, prices 5 million registered direct offering. Big Tree Cloud Holdings Limited, DSY DFW, has priced a $5 million registered direct offering, entering into a definitive agreement with an institutional investor for 8,064,516.62 per share. The offering, led by Aegis Capital Corp., is expected to close around September 30, 2025, with proceeds going towards general corporate purposes and working capital. Big Tree Cloud, founded in 2020, focuses on industrial integration and strategic investment in China's personal care industry, emphasizing research, innovation, and supply chain efficiency. For more information, visit ht.bigtreecloud.net/.
BP forecasts elevated oil gas demand amid energy security concerns. BP has revised its long-term energy outlook, projecting increased oil and gas demand despite global energy security concerns. The latest forecast suggests oil demand could reach 83 million barrels per day by 2050, up from last year's estimate of $77 million. This comes as tech companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc.'s continue to require more energy for development. Investors can find updates on D-Wave Quantum Inc. in the company's newsroom. Tiny Gems, a communication platform focusing on small-cap and mid-cap companies, offers tailored corporate communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors and influencers.
Biomed news breaks. Sologenix X closes $7.5 million public offering to extend cash runway through 2026. Sologenix Inc., a late-stage biopharmaceutical company, has closed a $7.5 million public offering to extend its cash runway through 2026. The offering included 5,555,560 shares of common stock and warrants at 1.35 per share. Proceeds will fund R&D, commercialization, and general corporate purposes. Existing and institutional healthcare investors participated in the financing, which also amended prior warrants to a 1.35-cent exercise price. Sologenix focuses on developing treatments for rare diseases with unmet medical needs. Their specialized biotherapeutics segment is working on potential commercialization of Hybrite TM for cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. The company's public health solutions segment includes development programs for vaccines targeting filoviruses and COVID-19. To learn more, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.fm/sngx.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.